Welcome to the Road of Faith Seminar, and we're glad you're here today because we've got a lot of good things coming up on the seminar today, and they're just for you. And we've been talking about this close relationship that we have with the Lord. And man, it can't get no closer than what we have with Him. He's inside of us. We're joined with Him by the Spirit of God. We're one with Him. We're one with the Father. And I tell you, things are different, because if you realize that and you understand that Jesus is in there, inside of you, and you're blended together with Him. And we've been talking about how that you can come into this place with Him, as I have been fortunate to experience. And I'm so thankful that it happened to me. And as I've told you, it sort of accidentally, I didn't realize just how it would impact me what I did. I didn't understand how it would impact my life and how my relationship and my communication with the Lord changed so much. And so I've been trying to relate to you to help you to get to this place where I've gotten with the Lord. And it's absolutely amazing, this place that I have with Him now, that I didn't experience before. And I've been a believer for over 50 years. And so up until about March 9th, 2022, is when I began to experience this in my life. And I told my wife, I says, I'm hearing the Lord clearer inside than I've ever heard. I was hearing Him so crystal clear, and it shocked me. It shocked me. And so I'm like trying to get used to it. So I've been trying to relay that ever since to people, because I know He wants folks to be there with Him in that way. Doesn't mean it's going to be exactly the way I'm experiencing it. I don't think it'll be exactly like that. But I think it's going to be pretty close. Some sort of a instant communication that He has with you, just like He does with me, thought to thought, all day, all night. I can talk to Him and I can get answers from Him, and instant leading from Him in my life, and know what to do and how to do things. Now, sometimes I'm just, I don't know. Sometimes I don't ask Him. I don't, look that way. And it's kind of dumb to do that, because here we have inside of us, we have one that is, that knows everything and how we should do things in this life. Sometimes He'll give you a thought that will lead you into one thing to do, one step. And that's all He'll give you. But it's believing in that word that He gives you, just that one step, that will lead you to the next step. And He'll give you the leadership of that step, and on it goes. So we're walking this all out by faith, and we're listening and we're obeying by faith, and we're hearing, inside by faith. In His leadership inside. Praise God. And we've been talking about our main verse on every seminar in this series, the Know Thyself series, has been 2 Corinthians 5:17, that says, if any man is in Christ, if anyone, any man, any woman, boy or girl, is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that is our main scripture. And of course, we know when you come in and you encounter the Lord, everything, when you personally encounter the Lord, everything changes. Everything that you knew before is going to be different. Now, from the standpoint of the fact that you're a new creation, a new creature, in Christ now, and He's in you, and you're in Him now, and you're joined together, and you're one with Him, everything changes. Well, our problem is we don't know what to do with all that. when we're first come into the kingdom, first come into a relationship with Jesus, we don't know what to do with all that because we don't understand it and the magnitude of it all. All we know is that it's wonderful what's happened. And we know that things have changed inside. We know that much. We realize that. And boy, I mean, it makes a huge difference just in your perception of what is going on. But even though all of that happened and all of that took place in us when we received Jesus, even that, I mean, we're so dull and we just don't perceive the enormity of this relationship and what we have with him. We don't understand what it means. And so that's what this series is all about, is to bring us into an understanding and a place with him, in an understanding with him, and get closer to him to where we hear him clearly on each thing, and that we're not holding anything back anymore. We're giving him our whole life. We're giving him our everything that's in us. And see, that's the thing that people, they will never get to that place with that thought to thought and to that place with him, because they're refusing. They're holding back on him. They're not giving him everything in their life now. They're holding certain things back from him and just not giving the whole thing to him. Well, unfortunately, that is going to... Well, what that's going to result in their life is they're not going to realize everything he wanted to do through them and in them and for them, because they're not listening, and they've got a hold of their own agenda somehow in some areas of their life, and so therefore he doesn't open things up to them because they've got their own thing they're wanting to do, and so he don't cross your will. He won't cross your will. Because he gave that as yours exclusively. And so he won't mess with your will. He's not going to come in there and, you know, forcefully, bring you. No, he's not going to do that. He's a gentleman, and he's only thinking about your good. And that's what's so crazy about not giving him everything. And I was there. I mean, you know, most Christians, I think, are there. Doesn't mean you don't love the Lord. Of course you love the Lord. and it ain't about that at all. It's not about that at all. It's about actually surrendering all that you are and all that you have, just surrendering it to him. And, of course, this is what we're talking about here is a very intimate thing that only you can do. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for me. And he doesn't even coerce you to go that way. Of course he wants you to, because he knows it's the best for you. But on the other hand, he's not going to push his way on. He's not going to push it on you. You can have it your way now. Yeah, you can have things your way the rest of your life, and he not interfere with it, even though he knows it's not the best for you, even though he knows he's got better for you, and he's got it. Now I want you to know he's got it. It's better. But we have a lot to do with this now, about giving ourselves to him, giving our lives to him, and letting him have control over everything in our lives. Now, he won't run you like a robot. He doesn't do that. He's like I said before, he's a gentleman. He's kind. He's considerate. And he's not going to override that which you want to do now. But the idea is to get your eyes on him and to realize that what he has is better for you than what you have for you. Maybe you've got some real great ideas about what would be great for you, but trust me on this, what he has for you is better for you than what you can think of and what you can come up with. Now, that's the truth. Well, if you're holding out on him, and you're, what I mean by holding out on him, and you're hanging on to your own agenda, your own way, what you want to do, how you want to do things. I mean, even in small things. If you're hanging on to those things and you want to do them, well, he'll let you. He just, you know, he's going to say, well, I, you know, don't do that. Well, he won't do that. He won't do that. Don't do that way. Unless it's going to be dangerous to you or hurt you in some ways. Yeah, he'll speak up. But what I mean, just normal things, you want to do it that a certain way. You want to guide your life a certain way. He'll let you. I mean, that it's your life. It's your will. But man, why don't you just get smart and cash in what you got and give it to him, what you got, well, everything that you've got going on, give it to him and let him do with as he wills in your life. Everything that you have, everything that you are, give it to him. That means past, that means present, what you're going to right now, what's going on in your life, and that means future, what's coming and the direction of your life. Turn it over to him and give him the whole thing. The whole thing. Praise God. Amen. And he will lead you in the best thing for you. Now, of course, it's going to take trust in him. You're going to have to trust him with your life and everything. Absolutely. Dropping it into his hands and trust him with it. It takes a matter, an element of trust there, a whole lot of trust to give him all of that and let him run it. But once you do that, oh, you'll be so glad you did, because from that point on, he'll be able to open up to you what he has and get you started in the directions and the things that he wants for you to do. Perhaps some of the things you've been doing is already what he wants you to do, you know? Maybe he has already opened this up to you, but I can tell you this much, that if you are holding back a little bit or something in your life, that then it's not going to be, to the level that he wants it to be in your life. You see what I'm saying? So, my goodness sakes, if you can get to the place where you believe him and you trust him to that point where you're willing to give him everything, well, boy, it's at that point that he is right there where he can begin to lead you into his things. Amen. So I hope that you'll trust him. Jesus is trustworthy with your life. He's trustworthy with everything that you can give him. He loves you, and he's not going to do anything that's going to be less. You know what I mean? He always sees the best. Good grief, man, he created us, you know. They know what's in here, what he put in here, and he knows how to get all of that out, and it's going to satisfy you now. It'll satisfy your heart, what he's got in there, what he wants you to do, what you want to be about, what he wants you to be about in life. It's going to satisfy you. Praise God. Amen. Well, we've been talking about the three things. Before we get into those three things, I want to mention real quick, those of you watching the broadcast today, we are going to be live next week on the 26th of October. That will be Thursday. And, of course, now we're here on the West Coast, so we're broadcasting here. We're going to start at about 5 p.m. Here on the West Coast, which would make it, I believe, 7 o'clock Central, I believe, and it would make it to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I do believe. But we're going to have it here starting at 5 p.m. live on Facebook. Now, hopefully, we're going to try one on Facebook here, and maybe we'll do one on YouTube sometime, or I'm not real sure. Perhaps we'll do one on Twitter and see how it all works out. But right now we're going to start out. We're going to do our first live Road to Faith seminar on the 5 o'clock on the 26th, Thursday, the 26th of October. So, that'll be, like I say, that'll be 7 Central, and I believe that'd be 8 Eastern will be the time that we're gonna attempt to be on here. Now, I've never done it before, so I'm trusting that it'll go smoothly. But so anyway, if you want to see me get on here and blunder around a little bit, well, no, I'll tell you, we're gonna do the best that we know how to do on there, and but we're really excited about how the Lord is going to be ministering to people right here live. So tune in and tell you know, we're going to be ministering healing, we're going to be ministering in miracles and healing, and because we believe that the Lord wants you well. I mean, he does. He paid for it, and so we're just wanting to minister healing to you. And so be sure and tune in as we're going to be praying for sick folks. We're going to be praying for miracles and different things. As the Lord leads us, whatever he tells us to do, we just do it. So we want you to tune in, be a part of that. And so that's going to be on the 26th, and it's 5 Pacific, and I think it's 7 Central and 8. That would be 8 p.m. on Eastern. So we're planning on being on here maybe a couple hours, and somewhere in there between an hour and a half and 2 hours. So in that point of time, we're going to minister the word to you some. What we're basing our faith on here and what we're believing for. We do know that the Spirit of God is there instantly with you at the same time he is, no matter where you are in the country. We'll be together by the Spirit of God. So, and we're going to be ministering whatever he wants to do. That's the bottom line. I don't have any kind of agenda. I don't have, the only thing I know that to do is to, that he's shown me is to, that we are going to be, speaking words of faith to people to help them, to receive. Amen. We want you to receive. We want you to receive that which he's already paid for. So we want to get you into that place of receptive place where you can receive that thing that you believe in him for in this live broadcast. Amen. Praise God. And we're believing that's what's going to happen. Now, he's called for this. I've never done it before. Like I told you a long time ago, I didn't even want to do video stuff, you know, but he has me doing this video stuff, so we're trusting in him to minister and make it effective for those who are viewing these videos and also that live Facebook broadcast that we're going to do on Thursday the 26th at 5 Pacific. And whatever that lines out with you or in your time zone there, we hope that you'll join us live. Amen. Praise God. Well, we've been talking about the three things that the Lord told me after I came out of that experience with him on March 9th and how I began to hear him so clearly. And he began to explain to me that these three things were working in me. And so the importance of that is that I want to get you, and we want to get you, the Lord and I want to get you into this place of clarity with him to where you could hear him thought the thought. I mean, it's wonderful, to have this, it's not confusing at all. I mean, some people, well, isn't it weird or isn't it strange to have the Lord thought the thought with? No, it's not. I mean, the strange part about it to me was that I was shocked that that was happening, you know, and that I could actually hear him like that. And that was a pretty shocking thing for me, and it took me a little while to get used to it, and I still am. And it's deeper and it's clearer, and I'm more certain about what he's saying than I've ever been. And we just keep progressing on, and it gets better, closer and deeper and better as time goes along, and it will with you too. Praise God. Amen. But it's up to you. It really is. If you want to hear him like that, it really is up to you. Somebody said, well, that's up to the Lord to do that for me. No, it's not. No, it's not now. He wants that for you already. So it's not up to him to get you into that place. It's not up to him to do that. That's up to you to do that, get yourself into that place, you see, because he won't do it. He won't do it. I mean, he won't do your part for you. Now, I found that out about the Lord. He'll do his part. I mean, his part's, you know, it's solid. It's not going to change. His part's going to be there. What he's supposed to do in your life is, so if it's not happening, then there's something that we're not getting right. If it's not happening, if it's something's not happening in our lives the way that it ought to be, then we're not getting something right. So we want to get to the place where we can really respond instantly and do things instantly with him. And that's what he wants. He wants to work with us now, with us, in us, through us, with us. And he's not wanting to work apart from us. He works with us. And so hearing him clearly and hearing him precisely inside is vital in doing his will and helping others and getting the right leadership on just anything. It doesn't matter what it is in life. You want to hear what he's got to say about it and to lead you into the best things in your life. Praise God. Now, last week we were in, I do believe we were in Proverbs here. And we were talking, let's see, we were in Proverbs and we went to, Matthew chapter 23, and I want to read this last proverb that we talked about last week in chapter 29 verse 23, and it says, "A man's pride shall bring him low," and we know that it does. It will bring you down, your pride, because the selfishness and pride that's working in you will causes you not to be able to perceive things correctly. You're seeing yourself wrong. You're seeing things wrong. You're seeing situations wrong. Mm-hmm. And it'll bring you low. Pride will just bring you low because of the blindness that's involved in it, you see. You're not able to see correctly. It'd be just almost like going into a room without any light on, you know, or very little light, and you couldn't perceive the way things really are in the room. Well, that's what pride does. Within yourself, you see yourself in a dark, in a perception that's not correct, like walking into a dark room, not knowing where things are in reality. You'd be tripping over things. You're going to end up in trouble. You're going to fall. You're going to bump into stuff and not know what's going on really in the room. That's what pride does to you in real life. Amen. Amen. It says here, a man's pride. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Look at that. The humble person, honor upholds him. Amen. They're seeing things right. They're viewing their who they are, what they are, and what's going on them, and so wisdom is flowing, understanding is flowing. They're seeing themselves correctly. You see, humble spirit, amen, honor will uphold them. Praise God. Now, Jesus is speaking here in Matthew chapter 23 and in verse 12, and he says, "And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased." Is that a true statement? Well, looking in the world today, you wouldn't think that that's much of a true statement. You'd think, well, there's a lot of people proud. It seems like it's paying off for them. Seems like they're getting, you know, getting over. They're getting bigger. They're enlarging and so forth, you see. And it seems like their pride is working for them and all of that, you know. But let me tell you something. I believe the Master. I believe what he said about it. I don't believe what I'm seeing in this present world, because this is all a facade, a false perception of what's really happening in the spiritual realm and in the real realm of the spirit. So you can't look at what's happening in another man's life or what's happening and you say, oh man, their pride has brought them into this large place and they've got all this stuff and they've got all these, and they're popular and they're big And they've gotten away with all these things over the years, you know, by being in pride and doing things wrong. I'll tell you something. Right here is what the master says about it. And whosoever, that means everybody, anybody, shall exalt himself shall be abased. He's going to be abased. They're going to be abased now. It may look like they're not. It may look to you and to me like, well, oh boy, they're getting over on everything. And I don't want you to know they're going to be abased. If they're doing things by pride, they are going to be abased. And, because Jesus said so right here and he knows, and he that humbleth shall humble himself shall be exalted. So, And how's that going to happen? God will exalt you. We saw that that if you humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, that he'll exalt you in due time. When you can handle it, when it's right for you, when it's the right time, when it's the right place, when it's the right things, the humble in spirit will be exalted. After everything's said and done, you see. Praise God. The humble shall himself shall be exalted. So here in Luke chapter 14 and verse 11, it pretty much says he's saying the same thing. You see, for whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So we see the way to exaltation is to humble ourselves before God and let him do it. Let him do it in the right way, in the right time, right people, right situation. But the humble is the one that's going to see that. The pride guy is not going to see that. He's not going to see it. He's not going to be there. He's not going to be able to perceive, because the Lord is not going to exalt pride. He's not going to exalt that falseness. He won't do it. Amen. Now notice here in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29, the Lord's talking about himself pretty much here. And he's saying, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Do you see how he characterizes himself there? Characterizes himself as meek and lowly. So the Lord is humble in heart. And he he is saying, take me on, basically. He's saying, take me on, and you'll find rest for your souls, because I'm meek and lowly. In other words, he's not going to be bossy and prideful. He is gentle and kind, meek, and yet so powerful, so amazingly wise and so powerful. And he's telling us to take him on and be humble and be like him. That's what he's trying to say. And we'll find rest for our souls. I believe that, don't you? And I have found rest in him in my life. Thank God he gives us rest. He gives us peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He dwells in our hearts. Oh, hallelujah. And we have rest. We can rest in him, rest in faith, rest in knowing that he's always with us. He's never going to leave us. He's always going to be there with us no matter what, no matter what comes, no matter what goes. He's with us, and he loves us and understands everything that's going on in our lives. I think it's thrilling to have this kind of a close relationship with God in us, who knows everything that touches our life, everything that touches our life, every feeling, every thought, everything that's not right that comes against, he understands it. He knows where we're coming from. He knows where our thinking is on things, and understands it all, and where that all came from. And isn't it wonderful to know the Lord, who knows all about you, all about you? Everything from top to bottom, side to side, everything that's ever happened to you, every word that's ever been said to you, everything. And you can have this close, intimate relationship, thought-to-thought relationship with him. Mm, What a privilege it is. What a joy it is. What an exciting thing that is to get hold of for the future, for now. That things can change. Things can turn. They don't have to be like they were before. No. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's not going to change. And he's going to love you, and he's going to be with you, and he's going to guide and direct you. Why not give him it all? Why not give him your heart? Give him your whole life. And let him take over, because it's going to be better. It's going to be a whole lot better than what you can come up with. You might as well, if you're smart. I'm not saying you're stupid if you don't, but it isn't. It's not the best thing you can do with your life. It just isn't. So then what that means is that you are sort of settling for less than you ought to be. Settling for less than he's got for you. Settling for something less in there. Man, I don't settle for nothing less anymore. Not when I know that I can have his best. Amen. So, man, don't waste any more time. Get right with it. Get right with him. Give it all you can. And keep it there. Now, a lot of people give him things. Will give him their life. Give him, you know, but they'll come back and grab stuff. And come back and get it. And want to run things their own way, you know, and then they'll end up missing out on his good things, and he doesn't want that, and they don't want that if they could see the whole thing, but because they want that control, you see, you got to get to the place where you don't want that control anymore. Get to the place where you understand his control. Yielding your will to his will and doing things his way is what's going to bring you into larger things, in better things, in better understanding of yourself, better understanding what's going on in your life, better understanding what he's wanting you to do, and better understanding. I mean, just it can be minute by minute. It can be second by second. I've had him talk to me when I was in a rough spot. I've had him talking to me second to second, giving me second to second directions to help me the best way to come on out of that. Yes, and he's, oh, praise God, thank God. And he'll do that for you now and take you and bring you, and whatever it takes to get you and bring you up, he will. He's going to. But, you know, you've got a part to play by giving yourself to him and listening to him and obeying what he wants you to do. Yeah, you've got a part to play in all this. And so, praise God. It is a learning process. And boy, it's a joy to learn it. It's a joy to learn to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. So we've talked a lot about humility. There's these three things in a box, the humility part. And that's the, as far as I'm concerned, that's the big one. Yeah, we spent some time on that. We spent some seminars on, and rightfully so, because that right there is the big deal, the humility part, because you can't really get anywhere with the other two things without that. I mean, really, the other two things don't mean anything without that. Because it's vital, it's important, it's necessary, it's got to happen. So, in order for you to come to this place, now you say, well, I'm happy where I'm at, well, this is not going to work for you. You see, if you're just satisfied, you're happy where you're at with your relationship with the Lord. I mean, if you know him, you're happy with him. It's not about that. It's about coming into the place of more instant information from him, a moment by moment leading, or a minute by minute, or an hour by hour, whatever it is, whatever's necessary there, that he brings you into this more of a direct. You're sensitive to what he's trying to tell you to do. And before, you might have been dull to it. You see what I mean? I was just dull to the things he was trying to get across to me. And I just end up you know, selling for less, you know, basically, than what he wanted for me. Well, we don't want that for you. I don't want it. The Lord don't want it for you. No, I want you to come into your best. He wants you to come into your best. What's best for you and in your life. Praise God. Amen. Now here, we talked about a lot about humility and so forth. And rightfully so. We are getting ready to go into these other areas now. Since we've covered the humility part. But I wanted to read some things concerning humility here that I have written, that I wrote about humility. And that was the first thing. And the question is, do you want to hear Jesus loud and clear inside of you? Clearly, concisely, precisely. Amen. Do you want to do that? Well, humility's the first thing that's got to happen in you. Amen. It must be present in you. It's almost like a starting place. We talked about that. And it's also the place that you arrive. You're going to be in humility throughout the whole process. You see, it's not a place that you jump in and then jump out later on. You jump in and you stay in. You know, you just stay there with him. You mean? You just stay there at that place with him. And it says here that the more humility before the Lord, the better off you're going to be. The more you can humble yourself, the better off you're going to be. And it will bring you into a better understanding as you go along with the Lord. So stay in that place of humility. Stay yielded. Stay, you know, keeping your life in his hands. Amen. And coming into a place where you recognize how wonderful and how great he is. And you just come into this understanding inside. Amen. You can't really proceed any further with the Lord without it, because he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. So if you want his grace, if you want that which he has provided for you, then you're going to have to get to the place where you humble yourself. If you want to enter in to an understanding with the Lord, you're going to have to do that. If you don't want to do that, well, it ain't going to happen. So it's complete. It's really, that part is up to you. It's up to you. Amen. You can't see right without it. You can't perceive right without it. You cannot grow an understanding of yourself and God without it. And spiritual things that are vital to understand, you've got to have a right attitude inside. Amen. You can't really know or understand your own way before the Lord without it. You will not see things the way they really are wearing these pride glasses that you would, that you wear. You're just not going to see it right. As we explained a while ago, walking into a dark room, you're not going to see it right. And pride is like that darkness that clouds our perception of the way things really are. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he expects you to see clearly. He wants you to see clearly and perceive things correctly. And so he wants you to get out of selfishness and pride in order to do that. He wants you to see yourself the way he sees you and understands you. I'm talking about this new creation inside. He wants you to understand yourself correctly. He wants you to perceive yourself correctly and see yourself the way he sees you. Understand the way you are with him, in him, and he in you, and this oneness that we have. He wants you to get that. Well, you can't get to the place where you can understand and perceive that without humility. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Humility is necessary for us to move into this place that's really real. It's really real, because pride is falseness, and you're believing false things about yourself when you're in pride, and you're believing false things about the world, and you're believing false things about other people. A whole lot of things messed up when you're in pride and selfishness. So, you know, you've got to deal with this if you want to get into the real things. And it's the path that you must stay on. if you want to stay in the real with the Lord, you must stay in this place of humility and keep your heart right. Amen. You're just not going to get in very far with him if you don't. You're just not. And he wants you to get far. He wants you to go as deep as you want to go. He wants you to get to the things, you know, he wants you to be satisfied now in your heart. Praise God. It's an act of your will to make a decision to follow God and to change yourself from this prideful, selfish individual and to come into a place where you can be taught and he can impart things to you and give things and give you wisdom and give you direction, give you understanding about your life, about the things that's touching you. He's interested in everything that touches you now. Everything. It don't matter. I mean, everything that touches your life, he's interested in that and wants to help you in that and wants to bring you into better things and into seeing things the way he sees things. That's what he wants to do. But if you're in pride and humility, there's a blindness you just can't, you know, gonna get into that because into that reality. You have to approach him right and you have to have a right heart to get anywhere with him. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. You'll get resisted, and you're not gonna hear from him. You're just not gonna hear from him. And he's gonna let you do what you want to do. He's gonna let you go ahead on with yourself. Just go ahead and be the mess you want to be. I guess. I just want to see where I'm missing things. I want to understand how to correct stuff that's not right. That's not the way he wants it. I want to see it. Well, you got to see it. Well, you know, you can see it if he reveals it to you. And if you put yourself into a position for that to be revealed to you, praise God. Amen. And you know what? People think they're going to come up there any way they want to the Lord and try to change him or make him think the way they do. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that now. You're not going to be able to change because when he's right. Okay. And the sooner you figure that out, that he's right. And if what you're thinking is different than what he's thinking and the way things are, you're wrong. It's just the way it is. If it's different than what Father's saying, then you're wrong. I'm wrong. If it's different than what he's saying, I'm wrong. You're wrong. We need to adjust and change and make those corrections in our lives. Praise God. Amen. Well, thank God forever. I tell you, we've been talking about this humility. We're getting ready to go into one of the other areas here, and that is the next area is submission. And some people say, well, that's a dirty word, submission. It's really not. It's really not. Now, what is submission? I had a class in Bible school, and they taught us a wonderful brother taught us about submission and authority and what it is and what it isn't. And some people think, well, I'm a submitted person. You know, I submit. Well, you might be in some areas, you might not be in some areas. So what some people think call submission is agreement, you know, but submission is not agreement. It's when you don't agree is where submission enters into it. For instance, let's say the Lord told you a certain thing to do and you didn't agree with it. You thought, you're thinking, well, I don't see it that way. I don't think it's right. I don't want to do it that way or whatever. Well, if you're really submitted to the Lord, he's going to tell you that one thing and you're seeing it a different way. All right. He's going to tell you that one thing. And then, so if you're seeing it that way, and I've just got beat here. I didn't realize I ran out of time. But we're going to have to continue this. Hopefully next week we'll get back into it as the Lord wills. But listen, you're going to have to hear him clearly now if you want to. And you're going to have to submit to him. And what that means is that you are saying, okay, you say this is right and I say this is right. Then what you're doing is saying, I submit to that, what you're saying. I submit my own self to what you're saying. And since you said it, it's the right thing. And so I am going to submit myself to that. My goodness sakes. And I'm all out of time. And I sure do appreciate you tuning in today. And we trust that today that we were able to minister to you and help you in some areas that will bless you and lift you and bring you into this wonderful place with the Lord, close, close, close. Thought to thought, every day, all day long, all night long. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And we want you to know that we love you. And looking forward to seeing you here next week as we continue on this series, the Know Thyself series. And we're just now getting into this thing called submission. Amen. Well, somebody said, well, they don't know if they want to tune in. We're getting into submission. Well, listen, you want to tune in because it's a good thing. Amen. Well, until next week, this is your friend Ken Fletcher saying, I love you.